I don't know what, but okay, we're up to Mishnah Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey. We're up to Hatoifel Kli Cheres Sabori. What in the world does that mean? Let's right away jump to the Rav. Kli Cheres Sabori Sheinir Loi Ruv Loi Shavur. We have a Kli Cheres that is healthy. Okay, and there is no picture here. So just Hatoifel means the person he smears. He smears. He says the first day of the Zman. You notice? You notice today? People are here. Okay.
Yeah, when I came at 7 o'clock,
people are coil. First day. Tomorrow already it'll be here. From the next day, we'll be back to business as usual.
Okay, good. I'm so happy to be here.
A toifel kli cheres habari, a person smears a kli cheres habari, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Mitamin, so Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Mitamin.
What's a habari?
Habari means healthy. It means
it's a shmear, a toifel is to shmear?
A smear, yeah.
Like this over here,
yeah. Well, no, this picture.
Famous picture.
Ut follow the glolem. Mishadah, remember that?
Yeah,
so here, right, you took an decision how.
For granted? Yeah, when it talks about Teufel, means.
Yeah, it means to smear with glolim, or maybe with any other adhesive,
right.
Any other item which keeps it in place. Habari Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda Rameir, Rabbi Shimon Mitamin. Interesting that we use the word Bari for a daimim. Normally, we only use the word Bari today in today's language. You only say healthy for someone that's.
A
living person. Here you see that the Mishnah used the word Bari for something which an object which is in the state of health. And you can use the word Bari in reference to objects, loved off in reference to human beings. Interesting idea.
So what does he mean when he means a bird?
No cracks. It's perfect.
Like this, chavis,
and you smear it. So what is halacha? Meir b'yushim mitamim. What's chesh? Let's see the rav mitamim. Imnit makli. Let's see. What's chesh first? Let's see the rav. The rav says imnit makli me'aviroi. Tameim oichlam mashkim shenagoy b'tfila abitzubetfila. Neishu hi chashuva kichliatzma. So the chiddush is that. Let's say there's an apple touching the outside of the kli. There's an apple touching the tzila. You may argue that if the kli becomes tameh, how did the kli become tameh? You suspend it. You dropped inside of the in the inside. You dropped the sheretz. So in the sheretz is on the inside. So the whole kli becomes tameh inside outside. And now there's a sheretz touching the outside, but the sheretz not touching the actual cheres. The sheretz is touching the galal. So maybe the galal will serve as a hefsek between the apple and the kli cheres. The apple is not in direct contact with a kli that's tameh. It's only touching the galal. The galal is a hefsek.
Let's go over the laws here. When a sheretz touches the back of
let's just discuss making some touches inside. Make just the example where the rab gives it. A sheretz will suspend in the inside of the kli cheres.
Okay.
So what is the halacha?
So the inside
and the outside. Everything.
Okay.
The only thing the outside is that if a sheretz touches the outside, then nothing happens. And all in order for it to receive to be mekabel tum, it has to be coming from the inside.
Right.
That's the general rule by a kli cheres.
Right.
So the sheretz was suspended on the inside of the kli cheres.
Right.
So what happens? The entire kli cheres is tummy.
Correct.
Inside out. But this kli cheres happens to be smeared with golem.
Yeah.
Now there is an apple, a piece of food that's touching. That is touching the outside of the kli cheres, but it's not touching cheres. It's touching gol. It's touching a 2-inch thick coat of golol. So what would you argue? That the apple is tar, even though the kli cheres is tamei, but not the installation.
Okay, I'm not sure. I see that as a chiddush. But you're saying that's what they're saying.
Well, to us, since you're such a bucky in Shas and Poskim, it's posh to you. But this is where the Mishnah is laying out that Yisait. If you didn't have a Yisait for that halacha, then who says that would be true? This is the Yisait. Mitamim nitma klim aviroi mitmeim oichlim mashkim shenoga betfeilosh bibnei shehi chashuva kachliatzma. The tfeil, the smearing, the insulation, the insulation is considered an extension of the actual kli. Okay, let's see. V'chacham oimrim, v'chacham say no, habari, ha-toifel l'sadbari, tohar. So in Echonam, the Rabbanim disagree.
They say that if it touches that glow stuff, it's tohar?
It's tohar. Let's look at Rav. The davka ha-kli ru'ua davka, when do we say that the tofel, that the golol is a tofel to the kli,
yeah.
That's davka when you smear a kli ru'ua. if you have a kli that's cracked, right, it's cracked, there are cracks, and you smear it in order to prevent it from actually falling apart, then do we say that the golol becomes tofel to the kli? But when you have a kli that's bari and it doesn't need it, so it's considered to be superfluous. That's when we say that the tefillah is considered to be like the kli. That's not the halacha. Okay, so this thing we thought is so posh, it turns out it's not so posh. You have a kli. A kli charis. See, we don't live in their times, ancient times. A kli charis does not need golol, dung. Who'd want to smear a kli charis with animal dung? If you're going to smear a kli charis with animal dung on the outside, according to the Chachamim, this is a hefsek. It's a hefsek. It prevents any food that comes in contact with this kli from becoming. If the kli happens to be tameh, an apple makes contact with an apple makes contact. What is this guy doing over here? This guy's making trouble. Opening up windows, no. And
opening up the shit.
The upper window. What?
Threesome. You know what threesome? You would never know it's wrong.
What's a tris? A window shade.
Yeah. So they have these
on strings.
They have these big threesome.
Like this.
They're looking like this.
These are good window shades. They're the original window shades from 30 years ago, 25 years ago.
It's still working.
Still working. I know they broke about 20 times, at least 20 times. But same window shade. You know how many times they came in and fixed them? The guy came, the lad, and took them apart and put it back together. Those ones also. But they're the same shmatas. 25 years. As old as Ach. Pretty good. It was worth every penny. Okay, this building is in better condition now than it was 25 years ago. The mamish, they have a schus here, the mamish maintain it. They maintain this building with meridic care. Unbelievable. This the building, the floor is the Zilba floor from 25 years ago. That doesn't change one lasha. Pretty good. For yeshiva? Yeshiva? Amazing. Okay. So we have here, look, that's the Shacham is a tremendous chiddush. If you have a kli, the kli is, let's say it's ro'ua, it is cracked, like in this previous case. In this case, right? If I don't take this tofel, this golo, and smear it to fortify it.
Yeah, it's going
to
make it tummy.
No, but look at the yisayt hadav.
Yeah.
If I have this kli and there are cracks,
yeah.
If I don't take this golo to fortify it, to reinforce it, it's going to fall to pieces.
Right.
The mela in this case
is
a chelik of the kli because it's necessary for its health.
Now I have a question. But when you look at a keli, right?
Yeah.
It has golo in it. You don't know whether it...
Oh, you don't know. In a chnami. So you have to be able to be machmir, unless you know for sure you're the Baal Bayis, you know what the story is. But let's say you're an outsider, we go Basaroy, I would assume that you go Basaroy. If most of the time, 90% of the time, Kalim don't, you have goal, you have a right to assume that they're not cracked. Or maybe they are cracked. Whatever the statistics are, you take a poll, a pew poll, to figure out what are the average number, and Lukhari, you follow that when you don't know otherwise. But if you're the Baal Bayis and you know exactly what's doing in your cupboard, then Echnam, you follow those rules. Let's go over here inside. So there was a little bit of barim tar. Dafka kli ruah shetzarach lois et feilu the chashiv et feilu kechliv in the raft. According to the chamim, the chamim said toifel a barim tar. Dafka kli ruah. Dafka when it's cracked, and then shetzarich lois et feilu, and the kli needs the smearing in order to keep it in one piece. Then do we consider who the chashiv et feilu kechli? Do we consider the smearing to be in part and parcel of the kli? The nitzmuah oichlim v'hanoygim bok keshakli tamein. Everything becomes tameh. But if you have a kli that's bari, it's healthy. So why are you eating this? Stam mishgas. You have nothing better to do. You're going to learn some mishnayis. What are you doing? You're nothing better to go take your kelim out of the kazan and to go smear with tefillah. It's a hefsek. It's superfluous. Avol tefillah sabari she'ein chashiv kli v'halacha kechachamim. Good. Okay. So that's that. Chachamim told us the bari tar v'asaruah tameh. The next case, the chiduk Bechiduk or Svar Machem, you have two different girsos in your Mishnah? Bechiduk or Bechiduk? Hakeruya. Okay, let's what is that? So let's take a look over here. Let's take a look at the picture before we do the Rav. Here is the picture. What will you do about these pictures? In that picture, we have a clue what this is. Hiduk Hakeruya. Okay, we have a Dalas Baria She'ina Tzricha Chizuk. We have a Dalas, a melon. A melon. Take a watermelon or what kind of melons they have today? Those what is the melon called?
Honeydew melon.
So you take it, you take it all the stuff inside, and you have just a hard shell that's called dolas, and you make a little hole. You attach a rope. A dolas beria she'ena tzricha chizuk.
What do you call it? They have now
pumpkin.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween. Trick or treat. Chiduk. Now, then we have on the bottom a chiduk. What's a chiduk? Eagle shell eats o barzel. This low portion is a bowl. It's made from wood or iron. Hamachazig as halas, because the glass is practically it's going to wither away eventually. I don't know how long does the shell of a honeydew last already? How long is it going to last? So this melon is inserted into this metal bottom. Okay, keruya dolas hamishameshesh l'sheivasam. What do they use this for? The keruya in the big picture of things is used to draw water from a well. So the little metal thing is not large enough to draw a significant amount of water. This is, but you combine the two together. You combine the bottom with this. So here the shaila is. Oh, look at this! Here they have over here. Okay, they have a picture. I didn't really have a picture of the Hatoifel Klicher Sabari. Simple case. This is not anything we really know. You have a kli. You see it smeared. You have food on the outside. A sheretz on the inside. The sheretz mitam. Nichlus atum la'avir kli. Kli bari. Shein et tzar chil shalom. The kli itself really does healthy. Does not need. Toch es hakli beglalim. And then we have the Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon Haticha Tfeila Kli. The Ticha is Tfeila. It's both the Kli Mele Vaharei Kikar Nagia. The Harei Kikar Nagia Bekli V'Tami. The Kikar is Tami. Made contact with the Kli. B'Nafkamina Oid Shemashkin Tameim Shenogu B'Tfeila Mitamin Achorei Kli. Another Nafkamina would be that liquid. We have a halacha that a liquid. He's going off on a tangent. That if a liquid touches the outside of a Kli Cheres. The outside of the kli is tamei, mitama choriyak kli. That's halacha. Then, if liquid touches the outside of a kli, the outside only becomes tamei. Now we had that before. All right, let's again over here. Lechachamim, haticha einot tefel lekli lefishu einot tzarchula. According to the chachamim, the ticha is not part of the kli. She'einot tzarchula. It does not need it. And the kikar is touching the ticha. The kikar is touching the ticha, the clay. V'loy b'chli, v'tar. Umoidim chacham shimachli ru'ua tzarech atzveila shakikar tzmeh. That's what we learned before, right? According to the chachamim, if this piece of bread makes contact with this exterior, the piece of bread remains tahar. Why does the piece of bread remain tahar? It's not touching the kli itself, it's touching a supplement to the kli, it's touching a chatzitza to the kli. And the meila, this serves as a hefsik between the kli and the bread. But that's only true when the kli is bari. But if the kli would have been ru'a, then the ticha, according to the chachamim, it's tamei no matter what. Okay, here's this case. So now we know what this is. So now that we know what this entire thing is called, the keruya. The keruya is the ganze zach, which is made up of two parts. It's made up of the dolas and
haruya.
Hakeruya. I have with a kuf. Bechain bechiduk hakeruya.
What's before that? It says
chiduk. What do you have?
Toichelas habari tar. This haruya.
The ru'u, that's the previous case. That's if it's cracked. Haru'ua, that we had in the previous Mishnah. If you smear, if you smear tit,
we do that already.
Right,
okay,
you smeared it. The chain, the chiduk, will be chiduk ha'keiruya. Chiduk means the bottom, the eagle shall eat oy barzel hamachzikas hadolas. You see this round little, this it's like the rim. The chiduk he's calling here the rim of the metal bottom. We have the whole keruya. It's made up of two parts: the dolas, the melon above, and the eagle shall eat oy barzel on the bottom. The chiduk is the rim. Let's take a look at the Rav. The Rav says, the same way they did with the Chachamim b'tefilas sabori, with regard to smearing a kli that's bari, they're also going to argue, kach nechdu b'chiduk ha-keruya. What is that? V'hi dolas yivesha, dealing with a dry melon, the chalula, which has been hollowed out, you've cleaned out the inside, sheshevim b'mayim, which you use to draw water, regilim lohodek svivosecha b'igol, the way you strengthen lohodek svivosecha, its center, b'igol shel eitz oy shel barzel, kidei shelo tishaver, it should not break, if it touches stone. Since melons are very delicate, so basically it serves as as armor, protective shield, an iron dome. There's an iron dome. The dome is on the top. This is on the bottom. There's an iron protective layer below. The same way that it made Rabbi Shimon Metam Bizla Sabari Metamin up zoo. Rameir is also metame the zoo. They're also metame in this case. Even if the keruya, the melon was bari, if the keruya, the melon was bari, the ainet shich legal zel lo chashiv eagle kugufishal keruya, the nitmes ha keruya lo nitmo eagle. If that becomes tame, the second part does not become tame. It does become tough or not. Okay, that's the whole Mishnah. So that's the machlokes. We have just another machlokes, just like we have a shaila of when you smear golol on the outside, does the gol become bottle? We have machlokes. According to the Chachamim, if the outside does need it, does not become bottle. The Zel Bazach over here. If this melon is strong, it's chazak, it's strong, it doesn't need a protective layer of protection.
What is it there for?
Same way, the guy smeared, he's in the habit, he's...
He did that probably because he wanted it to be tar on the outside.
Maybe, could be. Even though the inside is tar, so he wants to protect any food that touches the outside of the tummy. It could be. Same thing over here, maybe he wants to be tar. If this keruy, whatever he did maya shachaya kachaya. People do all different types of strange things in this world. Okay, so how over here, this smell, according to Shiddur Dachacham, is strong. It's strong. Do you need banim?
Which is this case?
That's what we're discussing. The keruya is the upper portion. That's really what he's saying. The bottom portion is what? What's this bottom portion? This is.
You're telling me.
So that depends. So you don't need it. If the keruya is cracked, it's weak, it's broken, and it needs strengthening, and that's why you attach this metal basin. So the halach is the metal part becomes tofel to the upper portion. If a sheretz touches the upper portion, automatically the bottom portion becomes tameh. But if the upper portion is strong, it's independent, and does not need anything, and then the sheretz touches the upper portion, does anything happen to the bottom portion?
Nothing.
Because you don't need it. If you don't need it, it's superfluous. But who says superfluous? Only the Chachamim. But Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon Achilek, Meir and Rabbi Shimon say that the same way the Gololim, they hold
Abar,
so too also according
to... They say it's Tommy, right?
According to the Chachamim, According to our man of Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says it's automatically, no matter what, even if it's bari,
right,
it's tofel.
Right.
So to here, even if it's bari, it's going to become tofel.
Right.
Okay, so let's go over the Mishnah inside. Hatoifel kli cheres habari. A person smears golol on the kli cheres habari. So and then we have to add into the Mishnah what happened. The kli cheres became tame. How did the kli cheres become tame? Because the sheret was suspended in the airspace of the kli cheres. This picture. And now a kikar touches the outside, but it's not touching the cheres itself. It's touching the golol that's cleaving to the kli cheres. Atoyva kli cheres habari. Rav Meir Rav Shimon mitamin. Rav Meir and Rav Shimon say it's tamei. Why is it tamei? Because the tofel, the smearing is bottled to the kli. No, it's not bottle. It's superfluous. It's not a chelik of the kli. It's a hefsek because it's not necessary. Why is it not necessary? Because the kli is bari. When do we say the tofel is? When do we say the golol is a tofel? Only the esharu'ua tomei. Only if the kli was cracked. And then it was necessary to add the golol in order to mechazik the kli shul, which are not crack. Now the tofel is essential for the health of the kli. Then do we say the tofel becomes a bottle of the kli? The esaru'ua tame. The chain, the same principle of do we say it becomes tofel or not, is true with regard to the chidur kakeruya, with regard to attaching this lower basin to the keruya, to the melon above. Good?
Yeah.
That's the Gadzach. Okay, now we go to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Yablis shetoiflim bo esha pi tosin. Now, what in the world is a yablis? Let's take a look over here at the Rav. Yablis min esef. It's a type of grass. Sheshmo yablo. Okay, here it is. Here's the picture. Not for the picture, will we have any clue what this is? A yablis. Okay, it's a type of grass. So look at the bottom, let's see. Min esef sheshmo yablo, urgil nit lotoyach boy es hakadus, hakadus hagedoylo, shelo yiflitu hayayin kishim azin, that it should not, that they would use this. What is it? Latuch the smearbo of the kadis shelo yiflu to hayayin. The yayin should not escape when it sweats. It seems like they would take this material. They would take this stuff. Let's take a look at the picture over here. Kone hashore shel hayavlis. The roots mechilim seichrim v'choymrim dveikim asher nitan latuch bocham askul cheres. Okay, the root is very soft, and they would take this and they would take this material and they would smear the barrel with it. That's what it says. Kone asharish, the reeds of the root shel yablis machilim, they contain within it soichrim v'choymrim. It means different elements, different properties, which that you extract, you squeeze out, and you take that and you devikim, I'm not sure what devikim means, which cleave to each other. Asher nitim letuach bucham et klicheres, you take this and you use it to smear the surface of a klicheres. Okay, why would you do that? In order to prevent it from sweating. It preserves the potency of the ayin. When you have a barrel of wine, so the potency of the ayin somehow it escapes through the barrel. Even though the barrel holds liquid,
this insulates it.
It retains the takeif. The potency of the ayin is preserved well. They hang with very that principle. You know, they sell up pills. Like they sell vitamins and pills. So pills that are very sensitive, they put in only glass jars. Go into a health food store. So you look around. So most of the things they're selling the cheap garbage, plastic
containers.
And then there are certain things you notice that they're only selling in thick glass containers. And those things are usually very expensive, those type of stuff. Why is this glass? Why can't the company make everything in? Because there are certain things that are very... they're very sensitive, they're very potent, they're very sensitive, and you just put it in a plastic container, you leave it 3 months, that's it, the whole thing, all the potency just escapes through the plastic. You have to be mechazik by putting it in something very strong in the glass. So that's what they're using this, they're taking this material, they're smearing it on the kli charis, in order to mechazik the yayin, that the yayin should not lose its potency. Okay, so here we have yablis, shetayfli, back to the Mishnah, boyasad es ha pitosin. Now what is a pitosin? Okay, what is the pitos? Let's see over here. Here in the Rav it says, kadois gedoilos. Okay, a pitosin is a new vocabulary word. It means a very large container. Halalu ba'alei patosin. These are people of patosin, the mesech de beitza. All right, whatever that means. So what about that? What does the Mishnah say? That's the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah says, let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Yablis shetofel bas hapitosin hanegea ba tameh. If you touch the Yablis, tameh. Why tameh? I guess because Yablis is bottle choladeus. Yablis is bottle.
Okay, we said that. Yeah, what you say?
So it says that if you smear the same halach, if you take this material and you smear a barrel, and the barrel becomes tameh, and food is touching the.
Where does it say the barrel? The barrel is the.
The pitosin. The pitosin is the barrel. Kadois gedolos, hanogea bo, something touches it. Hanogea bo, something touches it. It's tameh. Why is that? Because everyone holds that this material is tofel, is bottled to the barrel. Unlike the previous case. The previous case, it's not necessary. It's superfluous. Right? In the previous case, it was superfluous. But in this case, everyone agrees that it's not superfluous. It's necessary. Because this preserves the zeya, preserves the toikef of the ayin. Barrel. Now, next. Megufas chavis ein chibor. The meguf of a chavis is not called a chibin. What's that? Look at, let's see. There is no rav. Okay? There is no rav over here. Okay, so we have to go look at the picture. Look at the picture. Megubas chavis, we have over here the chavis tameya. We have a barrel. Megubas chavis tucha betit, and we have over here a megufa. A megufa means there's a seal. It means the seal of the barrel. Megufa chavis ain a chibur. Megubas chavis tucha betit, you smear it with cement. And then it says there's a kiko that's resting on top. So the halacha is that if the loaf of bread is tahar, because we don't consider the cover to be part of the barrel itself. So if the barrel becomes tameh, the cover of the barrel is still tahar. Mimela, if a loaf of bread touches the cover, the loaf of bread remains tahar. Hamagufa ain't a kli hamakabel tuma. The magufa itself, the magufa is not a kli hamakabel tuma. Vanidan b'mishosenu
hu. Magufa is the barrel, right?
No, magufa is the cover. The cover is a kli hamakabel tuma. Vanidan b'mishosenu hu im nasis hamagufa kli echad imachavis al idei shetoicha betit. You've smeared the magufa with cement. Ushnit mahachavis magufa. And when the barrel becomes tuma magufa to mitama, oy she'ain a chibur ve'ain a mitama. That's machlekes. So it says here that the Mishnah over here says, "Megufas chavis ain a chibur." Just because I have here a megufa on the chavis, it's not considered to be connected. Mimela, if the barrel is tameh, the megufa is still connected. It's still independent, and the megufa is a pshute kli charis, so it's not mekabel tuma, and the loaf of bread is tar. Hanegenu halacha. Next halacha.
The megufa. It's the rim.
The megufa is the seal of the barrel.
It's not
considered to be attached to the barrel. The barrel and the
seal, you said?
The megufa is the seal of the barrel. Do you see in this picture?
No.
There's a barrel. On top of the barrel,
like, I see like a rim.
That rim is cement. That cement is gluing. It's glue, which glues the seal to the barrel itself. And on top of that, there was a loaf of bread.
It looks like a cork.
Okay, fine, whatever it is. So now a sheretz, now the barrel is tummy, the barrel is tummy.
But the magufa doesn't become tummy.
Because we consider it to be independent. Mimela, the loaf bread that's on top is tall.
We consider it to be independent, I forgot the reason why.
Because that's how it is, because we don't consider a magufa to be part of the barrel.
There's a reason for that.
It's an independent object. Magufa schavis eina chibur. Okay, the last halacha very quickly. Hanugah, again, there's no rav on this part. Very quickly, hanugah b'tifula shel tanur. Someone touched the tifula of a tanur, tamei. Here's the tanur. Okay, here's an oven. Oven is bari, it's healthy. You smear tochas a tanur beglalim. You smear the tanur with galal. Kishnit mechatanur, and the tanur became tamei, and a loaf bread touched the outside of the oven. It becomes tummy. Why? Because everyone agrees that the galal of that it cleaves to the oven is tuffle to the oven. Hakikar nageh betivul shaltanu kikikar nageh betanu v'imnit matanu mitochonit ma'akikar. Even though we had a machlekes when it comes to galal by a chavis. And according to the Chachamim, it's not necessary to take a chavis and smear with galal. So if you do it, it's superfluous. If it's superfluous, it's not going to become bottled to the barrel. And the Meila, it's going to be hefsik and the kikas not going to become tar. But they agree that when it comes to a tanur, it's the derech, the smear, the tanur that's bari with galal. The Meila, it's bottle. If it's bottle and the tanur becomes tameh, so when the cheres makes contact, the cheres, the kikas makes contact, the kikas becomes tameh.
Okay, so what's the case?
That's the case.
It's a tipul shaltana. Tipule shaltana. Tipule is the out. You said already what tipule is.
Is the smearing of the galal on the outside of the tana.
Yes, tummy.
So
the
Why? So
because it's considered part of the tana problem.
Right, right. So we have a whole bunch of cases.
Yeah.
Let's chaz. Yablis, that's the end of Mishnah. Yablis. Yablis means this material.
This root, which they would use,
called yablis, and they would smear it on the outside of a barrel.
Right.
This is normal. It's bottle. It's tafa. Memelo, the kiko that touches it. Alpi hap tefillinbo es ha pitos. The pitos is a very large barrel. Kadois gedolos. So this thing becomes bottle to the barrel. Hanogeba. Tame.
Right.
Ending of such tame. Case number two. The gufas chavis, the seal of the barrel. Ein chibur, even when there's glue. Case number two. Finish. Case number three. Meguvas chavis ein chibur. Right. So memela means it's tar. That's what it means. That's what it means. And case number three. Case number two. Shel tanur, an oven that has you smear the outside nami. Tame. Three cases. I'll give you two mishnayos. Okay, we gotta stop here. 32 minutes.